You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
IBC brought to you by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are the professionals in the big black trucks. They are an Indiana original, aren't they, Mel?
They sure are.
Yeah, our good friends there at B&W. And by the way, if you need them, go to bigblacktrucks.com. They will answer your call 24 hours a day, every day. That's what they do. Good local company. Local, and let's talk about local. Mel McMahon is here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
how
honey.
Are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Can you believe it's like almost July.
I know. Well, it is. It really is. And by the way, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, because this is a holiday week, I'm guessing, for a lot of people. You going to do anything special?
Yeah, actually, we are taking a trip to Michigan.
Are you going to? Oh, I saw you on Facebook. You were looking
yes,
for a place in Michigan.
Yes, I all the recommendations.
You
so
got some.
We're going to try out Silver Beach, I think
Silver
is what
Beach?
It's called. Lots of local recommendations, and you know, we love local, so that's what we're going
to
be doing.
Not only do people tell you about the place, they also always like to give you local places to eat. It
oh, yes.
Like everybody was throwing in, oh, you got to eat at the pizza place
yes,
here.
We will have to go to the pizza place. Apparently, you have to make a reservation
yeah.
like 3 hours before you want to go there.
Yeah.
It's super popular. But, you know, that's what we do at Indiana Originals,
I know,
right?
We
simplify the search for local here in Indiana. We want to help you live a local lifestyle. So all of our members are businesses that are Indiana-owned and operated. They're all headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state franchise. And, you know, we have businesses of all different categories.
Yep. And nonprofits. I want everybody to remember, too, local nonprofits
yes.
can be an Indiana original.
Yes. And, you know, Terry and I, we have a soft spot for non-for-profits,
yes,
especially really cool, different ones. And I had the opportunity to visit Worthmore Academy on the east side. And we have Brenda Jackson, the director, on the phone with us today. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. You have such a unique non-for-profit, a unique mission, and I can't wait to tell everybody about it. So, Brenda, tell us what Worthmore Academy is.
Well, Worthmore Academy is a alternative private school for kids who have learning disabilities, such as autism spectrum, dyslexia, ADD, ADHD, and we're kindergarten through 12th grade. And we've been here for this will be our 32nd year this
wow.
coming school year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, year,
and
Terry.
When you say here, where is here? Because both Mel and I are Eastsiders.
Mm-hmm.
So where
yeah,
where about?
We're right on the corner of 46th and Emerson on the near northeast side of Indianapolis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And been there that long. Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Brenda, tell us about your background, though, because this wasn't exactly what you had planned for your life, was it?
No. Initially, I went to Purdue and got a degree in chemistry and was a chemist at Eli Lilly for 2 years.
Wow.
And then I'd been tutoring kids who struggled in school, even from high school on. And I just knew that kids were not getting help in public schools they needed, so I decided to do the crazy thing and open Worthmore Academy. And I named it Worthmore because I wanted the kids to feel worth more, because a lot of these kids are the ones that are bullied in school and feel stupid because they're failing. And so I wanted them to get them in an environment where they could be successful.
I don't
and know that they weren't stupid anymore.
How do you open a school? That must have taken a lot of money. You had to find a place to do it. You had to get teachers. I mean, that you just don't hear about people just opening up a school.
Right, especially when your parents probably paid a lot of money for that chemistry degree.
Yeah.
Well, I had 6 kids, and I asked the parents if they would be interested in putting their child in a school if they had the opportunity, and so they said yes. So I found a school. I started at Broadway United Methodist Church, actually. My mom was an education director, Christian education director at Methodist Church, and when I told them I wanted to do this crazy thing, she goes, well, I think Broadway might have a couple classrooms. So I called, and they said, go for it. So that's what I did, 6 kids, and we started in the middle of the school year in January, and that's kind of how I do things. I think I want to do something, so I just do it, crazily so. And no money, just me and 6 kids. And then I brought in a teacher to help me because I wanted to keep this classroom size very small. And that's kind of how we started. I just did it.
And Brenda, over these last 3 decades, how many kids have you helped?
Oh, probably close to 700, 800 kids. And, and the thing is that we don't keep them here all through 12th grade. We get them in here. We get them caught up, give them some social skills, give them some self-esteem. And within 2 to 3 years, we allow them to transition back into their home school so they don't stay here forever.
And that's kind of a misconception, right? You're not against, you know, other school systems or anything. You're just trying to help kids get into a normal school system if they can, right?
Exactly, exactly. You're no way against private public schools at all. We just know that they can't provide an opportunity to give them one-to-one, give them a classroom of only 3 kids, and allow them to really figure out what their needs were and give them the coping skills to be able to learn whatever their learning differences are. And I don't like to call them disabilities because they just learn differently. Mm-hmm. So once they learn how they learn and we give them the coping skills to deal with those differences, then they can transition back because they're very intelligent, smart kids. They just needed that individual attention to kind of give them that oomph to get them to know they can do it and give them the coping skills to know how to cope with them. And then they can transition back and be very successful. I've had students graduate from college. I've been to weddings, first former students. You know, they keep us as part of their family forever because they kind of know we've been the ones to kind of give them that start and that I can do it mode. And so I get all kinds of invitations to all kinds of everything.
Brenda, I have to tell you what's going on behind the scenes here. Terry and I are tearing up.
Because it's a woman. This is so you're amazing. You're an angel.
Beautiful and so inspiring. Yeah. And I know it probably can't be easy being a private school right. for these kids with special needs. Do you have a need? Is there something that the community could help with so you can keep working with these kids?
Definitely our kids. In order for them to come here, most of them are here on scholarship funding. I personally don't take an income here because I would rather put the money in schools. So if I can, any kind of funding we can get for curriculum, equipment, helping pay teachers, scholarships so kids can come without having to worry about paying a tuition because we are totally funded by tuition. We do get funding from outside, like we get it from
like donations,
grants, and donations,
grants, whatever. But it's hard because it's hard for organizations to understand that we are not here trying to say, you know, the public schools aren't doing their job. So sometimes they feel like if they give us funding that they're making that statement that, oh, well, the public schools aren't helping these kids. And that's not it at all. So getting that frame of mind into everybody saying we're just here to get them started, getting their feet on the ground, get them going. And so, you know, giving us funding is not being negative about public schools at all. And so sometimes we fight that kind of concept that, you know, we're not trying to say the schools aren't doing their job. We're just trying to help them, you know, and the big thing is, you know, giving help with the tuition, giving help with being able to pay teachers, like I said, curriculum, textbooks, anything. We'll take anything. Almost all our equipment is used, hand-me-downs, but we don't care. We get the job done. We don't have to look fancy.
Yeah.
You know, even just giving donations of things you don't use anymore, office equipment, all our desks, teachers' desks, chairs, everything are given to us from people, you know, getting new equipment in their offices. And they say, hey, could you use this? It's like, yeah, I'll take that file cabinet, our computers, anything.
Computers,
we don't have to have crazy, fancy stuff. We just want to get the job done. And kids don't care.
Now, Brenda, you know? How many kids can you serve now in the space that you're in?
Right now, we can only serve 25 kids. And that's another thing where we're frantically trying to find a bigger facility only because we only allow no more than 5 kids in the classroom. So it takes a lot of classrooms to serve each child.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing. And we can't just use an office building. You know, we've always been in a church because we have their fellowship hall for a lunchroom and a kitchen. We have their sanctuary for our programs. So we need some big spaces for when we have programs for the parents to come and do whatever. We need the area for a lunchroom. So just going into an office building doesn't work because we have the office rooms, but we don't have the other areas that we can use for you know, lunch and programs and things like that. So it's been difficult to find things that fit our need like that. Plus the code for classrooms, restrooms, fire exits, you know, churches have all that too. So we have to look at all those things when you're looking at a school versus just, you know, going into an office space or whatever. So, we've struggled to find a place, A, that's affordable, and B, that kind of fits the codes that we need for a school.
Well, Brenda, we have very generous listeners here at WIBC. If there's someone out there that would like to give you help, what's the best way to get a hold of you and to learn more about Worth More Academy?
Well, they can go onto our website at workmoreacademy.org. We also have a Facebook page. And if they want to contact us directly, they can email me at bjackson@workmoreacademy.org or give us a call. Our Facebook page and our website gives you the phone number. That's 877-700-6516. And I'm here almost every day from 7 a.m. to 4 or 5 until I have to leave to go to my job I get paid to do.
Oh, my goodness. Brenna, you have a heart of gold. And I know there's so much more to your story. We just didn't have time to get to all of it today, but we're going to have your information. Obviously, it's on IndianaOriginals.com, but we would love to talk with you again and check in with you maybe after the fall semester starts and just see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And check in on the kids. And you are just, you truly are an inspiration.
Absolutely.
And come by and see the kids. We love visitors. The kids love visitors too. So
yeah, weren't they working in the garden the other day when I called? Aww.
Excuse me. Oh, yes. Tomorrow we're going out to the garden. The church we're at provides all the fresh produce for the food pantries. And so the kids are going to plant beans tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
really
Thank
great.
You so much, Brenda. You have a fantastic Sunday.
Absolutely. And for more information, go to IndianaOriginals.com. Thank you, Mel. Have a great vacation.
You too. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Brenda. The news is next, 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.